Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, we got to just got to finish in the red zone and just the execution of it. But you know, we came out and had a plan and came out and tried executing it, but we just need to be better in the red zone.
Chris Lindstrom overstating the obvious. No kidding. The dead zone makes you wonder if Nick Kostos of BetQL would set a over-under on Young Wei Koo field goals in this game on Sunday, like at 2.5. Speaking of BetQL. You're right. Those are golden shoes because that's your offense. BetQL Network available nationwide on the Odyssey mobile app and website. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, noon, and night. One-stop shop for betting information, sports betting tips for national experts like Nick Kostos. And the BetQL Network only on the Odyssey app. And we'll have Nick on in the 9 o'clock hour, give you kind of the thoughts and the lay of the land because the Falcons are 12.5-point underdogs against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And a lot of people think that line is way too small. They are thinking the Tampa Bay going to roll the Atlanta Falcons.
You know what? I mean, that's the conventional wisdom. We'll probably tell you that. I don't know, John. This week, as we've progressed, I feel a lot better about this football team. I think they're going to play better. Now, like I said this morning, talking to Tigger, I don't feel comfortable saying that they're going to win. But anything is possible. I really believe that. I mean, you know, this was a rough week. I could just remember having rough weeks like this when I played. And the bounce back game is strong. You know, it's real strong. So anything is possible. I'm going to go with that. I can't, like I said, I'm not comfortable saying, hey, they're going to win. But I think they're gonna place. I know that sounds crazy coming out of my mouth. Yeah, like it's a track meet and we getting ready for the regionals. Hey, like we getting ready for regionals. They're gonna place. They're gonna make it.
Well, if they don't win, they can place. Last week they didn't even show. So I'll take places and up. I'll take that as an upgrade over what we saw in game one.
Hey, listen, because I'm trying to figure it out. Like for me personally, I was so far on the wrong side of this, I was embarrassed. I'm not going to lie. I was embarrassed that I even thought that this team was going to win. I thought they was going to play much better than they did. And that's why I'm a little hesitant to put it out there like that. I know, you know, if Sean's listening, he's like, hey, you better, you know, pick a side. Pick a side. But boy, with this team, it's just hard to say. But I feel optimistic for this team this week.
What makes you optimistic? I mean, which part of the game? Are you saying the offensive line is just going to play a better game?
I think the defense is going to play better. I think, John, because defense is emotion. Like offense, you know, they're gonna, you know, that's a different ball game. That's a different animal over there. You know, you got to talk to Randy Mack and Harry Douglas and those guys about that. That's, you know, that's more of a thinking man's side of the ball. When I think of defense, I think of like Hulk Smash. I think of your rage works in your favor over there. Your anger works in your favor over there. You know, So it's a little bit different. So I feel like with the embarrassing week that this Falcons team has had, that's going to be the catalyst for them to go down there and get after Tom Brady. That's what I'm thinking. But the reason why I'm a little hesitant is because that offense, some of those problems on that offense, man, from what I saw last week, does not give me the confidence to think that these problems are going to be fixed enough to win the game. Because Vita Vea and Ndamukong Suh still, they playing. And they play defense. And all that stuff I said about defense and anger working towards your favor and all this other stuff, having a cupcake over you motivates you too. like having an easy day is a hell of a motivator too. You know, especially when you talk about potentially having a banner day, that's a hell of a motivator as well. And right now, what's his name? Jalen Mayfield looks like how should I say this? He looks like a what? A snack? There you go. Thank you. We'll keep it clean this morning because I was about to say something else. But we'll go with snack. We'll go with snack.
And then there's the red zone, you know, because you're just talking about it. I mean, some people are saying, you know, look, Kyle Pitts has got to be in there, and if you're going to use this freak of nature with his, you know, 7-foot wingspan and the 6'4" and the leaping ability and the great hands and all that kind of stuff, why not just, you know, take a snap and, you know, put him out wide, take a snap, lob it up in the air, and let him go get it? You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
It ain't that easy when I just told you that you got Jalen Mayfield over there looking like a snack. Now you want them to drop back and just throw it to him and see what happens. Now, I mean, it sounds easy. It really, really does, but it's not. I mean, you gotta give the quarterback some time. You gotta give him some time to get the ball to the playmakers, man. And I don't know what they're doing to try to help that, but they need to try to facilitate that a lot better than they did last week.
Yeah, so I, what would you do? I mean, again, we're talking about, you know, wide receiver screens, bubble screens. You know, Russell Gage wasn't involved in the game at all. You're talking about rolling the pocket. I mean, what kind of things can you do here, Hugh, from an offensive standpoint that are going to help Matt Ryan? Rolling the pocket is a relative term with Matt Ryan, but they seem to play better when they're a little bit at tempo, right? I mean,
Matt Ryan, listen, you can't go tempo the whole game.
I know
you can't. But Matt Ryan is good enough. You get him out. You got to move the pocket, John. You got to set up, like, you know, roll out, roll away. But with that defense that you're playing, that doesn't seem like that's going to be a good thing to do. You're probably going to have to look at that game. Like, your best bet right now is to look at the game that the Dallas Cowboys play and try to attack them the way that the Cowboys attacked them, with the quick running game. I mean, the quick passing game. You know, get the ball out of your hand quick. I think that's how you're going to have to attack them, because as we saw, Vita Vea, he beasting cats. He was out there beasting cats. And Ndamukong Suh was right behind him doing his thing. So, to me, your biggest asset and your best bet is going to be to try to get the ball out of the hand quick as possible. You know, quick throws. And try to keep that defense off kilter as much as you possibly can. There are going to be opportunities to take your shot, but you have to, as much as you possibly can, try to wear that defense out. I remember Andy Reid, coming into games, he would have plays that would be sideline to sideline plays. Try to get that defense running a little bit. You know, hit them with a bunch of quick things, quick stuff real quick. You know, screens and stuff like that. And once you lull, like you get a defense lulled into a sense of, the ball's always going to come out quick. It's always going to come out quick. It's going to come out quick. And then all of a sudden, boom, you drop back and you hold on to it for a little bit longer and you take them deep. It's still chess when you're doing the game plan. It's still a little bit of chess involved. And as a defender, I can remember vividly being caught on some plays where, like, oh, hell, the ball's coming out quick. You know, you do a pass rush move and, boom, the ball's gone and you think the ball is gone. And then – when the ball isn't gone, you're stuck and you stop, and the quarterback's holding on to the ball, and now you're trying to get back into your rush move, and it's too late. You're blocked, and he just airs it out. So you're going to have to do a little bit of that. See, to me, this is the problem from my purview as a fan and not somebody who actually knows what the game plan was. I think I should say it like that because I don't know what the game plan was, and it's easy for me to sit here, you know, as a fan on my couch and say, well, it looked like they didn't do this. But you have to have you have to go into it like with a philosophy, especially when you're playing against a team that can get after the quarterback like that. And what I mean by that is you have to try to, as much as possible, slow the game down. You got to try to slow the game down as much as you possibly can. Thanks, Pink. Roll out and roll away is the same thing. I know it's the same thing. Pink, be quiet. So you got to try to slow, to my point, you got to try to slow the game down as much as you possibly can. And then you take your chances. But all of that is, it's like that's where the chess match comes in, John. You just can't go out there and say, okay, this play, I'm going to run the ball. I'm going to run the ball this series. Ooh, in this series, I'm going to throw the ball. No, they have to have a little bit of flow to them. You get what I'm saying? The plays that you run have to have a little bit of flow. And going back and thinking about the first two drives that the Falcons had, they came out and they tried to throw the ball. They moved the ball a little bit. And the second drive, they came out and they started running the ball with Cordero. And they ran the ball well. But those are two drives that are not – they don't mirror each other. You see where I'm going? They're two different ways to move the ball down the field, and it wasn't consistent. And so you never really established. You ran the ball well, but then you came back, and then your offense sputtered. You see what I'm saying? Like for me, the plays have to kind of complement each other. You know, like when you think about back in the day when Peyton Manning was quarterbacking, everything came off of the play action. Everything came off of play action. And when I was sitting up there talking to Garrison Hurst, he was like, hey, that's what they need to do. They need to run the ball because they were running the ball well and hit them with that play action. Because when you're running the ball and you're gashing them like that, John, especially against a team that is having issues having issues with the run, you got to hit them with that play action.
Let's hope you can run the ball against Tampa. They only get really? Zeke Elliott.
No, you ain't about to win. You ain't about to run the ball. You like that's what I'm saying, John. Yeah, you ain't about to run the ball against this
happen,
team,
right? So,
Oh, geez, this Friday. We're trying to find something positive to give these Falcons.
I know
man.
We're trying to figure out something. Because I'm playing in my head, Hugh, and I'm going Gronk and AB and Godwin and Evans and Fournette and Brady and okay, this could be a long damn day. Hey. All right. We only have 16 more to go. NFL headlines next. Speaking of Tom Brady, how many more does he have to go? According to him, quite a few. Next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 99 The Game and Odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From 43 yards away for the win.
Hopkins is set. Snaps good. Hold down. Kick. This one is up. And that one is good.
Yeah.
Washington wins 30-29.
I'm not going to put this on Dex. I don't want to put this on Dex. Okay, Dex is a good player. He's a strong piece of our locker room. He's a good teammate. He's fun to coach. He's productive for us as a player. I'm not going to put this on Dexter Lawrence. Okay, there's things we all have to do better as professionals. All right, but I'm not going to put this on any one player or one situation.
Joe Judge, Gators. I don't know if he made his team run laps or not. But
he made them run in Gators.
You know, Dexter Lawrence, he kind of under a little bit of fire in New York. So if you missed it last night, welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hugh. NFL headlines brought to you by Cool Ray Heating and Cooling's Lifetime Parts and Labor Warranty. The Washington football team beat the New York football Giants 30-29. Justin Hopkins, the kicker for the Washington football team, missed the game-winning field goal, except Dexter Lawrence jumped off sides, and he got another crack at it 5 yards closer, then made it, and so the game is over. Hugh, Dexter is getting it. Oh, my God, does he get it? Dexter, don't open the IG, the Facebook, or the Twitter this morning. Dude, just don't.
Oh, yeah, you're probably getting death threats.
He is
getting death threats. Dude, you know what? I wish – you know, with the URLs and stuff like that, the cat, especially with the people that send death threats, they need to send them addresses. I mean, because I cannot believe as many death threats as these people throwing around that they would feel that same way or be that highly motivated to send them if Dexter was sitting right in front of their face and he read what they wrote and said, could you just say that for me so that I can get, you know, a frame of reference and how you feel about it? My bad, y'all. Something fell. But, I just cannot believe that those people would have the same bravado if he was standing there right in front of their face. I really don't believe that.
Of course they wouldn't. I mean, the man's a mountain. Of course they wouldn't do that. You know, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, he ain't got to be a mountain, John. It's just, it's amazing. And when you see some of the people, when, like, if you actually get a chance or an opportunity, I can just imagine what some of these folks look like that are typing all this mean and hurtful stuff that they're typing. Because you can't have that same kind of energy where you work at. I just don't see it. I just don't see the evil stuff that you say to folks does not match up with you in your day-to-day life, in my opinion. I just don't see that happening. I really don't.
Yeah, well, you know, this is what we've been going through this week, you know, with the whole social media thing with Raheem Mostert and, you know, all the threats to him because he's on fantasy teams. And I would imagine people who have Hopkins on their fantasy team are thrilled because they got the three extra points, you know, that they didn't originally have. But most important to this is not about anybody's fantasy team or anything like that. It's about the fact that the Washington football team gets a division win with Taylor Heinicke at quarterback after Ryan Fitzpatrick gets injured and is out for half the season or whatever he's out for. So Big win for Ron Rivera and the Washington football team. It will be interesting to see if Heinicke, who played pretty well last night, something like 346 yards, I think, and a couple of touchdowns, one bad interception, but overall he played pretty well.
He bounced back from that, yeah.
So he played pretty well to see if Ron Rivera, because all this rumor about, Ron Rivera had Cam Newton for the Super Bowl run down in Carolina and Cam's available. Would he go that route? Yada, yada, yada. We'll see. You know what he's going to do, because he's probably going to have to bring in some kind of quarterback, unless he's just going to stick with the Kyle Allens of the world as a backup. But is he going to ride Taylor Heinicke until Fitzpatrick can get back maybe midway through the year? I don't know. I mean, we'll see. But for the Giants, that is a tough blow. They go on the road to their rival, play really well. Daniel Jones played really well, and they can't get it done. And, they drop a ball in the end zone. They lose their number one offensive lineman, Nick Gates, who gets a broken leg in the game, snapped right in half, crunched. So the Giants, another tough loss, and they're suddenly 0-2. And I would imagine Joe Judge is, maybe a little bit happy. Well, okay, that's the wrong
I wonder if they ran last night, though.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. The focus isn't so much on him right now as it is on Dexter. Kind of taking the heat off him a little bit, I guess. Maybe not. This is your fault, Judge. Well, we'll see. All right. We also have some other NFL headlines to get into here, including one Tom Brady. All right, here we go again with Brady. We're playing him on Sunday. Man is, going to play till he's 110 years old. All right, maybe till about half that. Because Tom Brady's talking yesterday about how long he wants to play and what age he's now thinking about retiring.
Will Giselle let Tom play till 50? That's the real question.
That is a way better question. And in fact, why would they not Google that? I think they should. That was, of course, no. Maybe that answer.
I'm so smart, I'm the Google master.
I'm just kidding.
Now.
I'm sorry, babe. I love you. You would let me. You'd let me do anything as long as I'm happy.
So he says Giselle will let him play to 50, you.
This is the thing about football, and this is the truism. And Tom Brady has already beating the odds. No question about that. No question about that. But, man, when your body falls apart, it falls apart quick. It's one of the weirdest things ever. And anybody that has ever played, every cat that has played football, played any sport, know exactly what I'm talking about. You hit a certain age, man, and it's almost like you wake up that next day. Say, for instance, you go out and you hooping with your friends. And you wake up that next day and you're like, hold up, wait a minute. I don't feel the same. Like, it's almost like somebody took your powers, your superpowers. Because you don't bounce back like you used to, man. It's funny that you mentioned this because Mark Lamont Hill, he's a sports reporter. Not a sports reporter, but he's a reporter on television. He's an analyst or whatever, for political analyst. And he was out playing basketball like last week, John, and blew out his Achilles. But the point that I'm making is, he's been playing, that's what he does. That's his routine, And then routine out there trying to make a move, freaking every way like MJ, and blew out his Achilles. So, I mean, it happens quick. So I'm not saying that Tom Brady can't play until I give him this year. And I think that, honestly, and this is not me hating. This is just how your body works. This is how the human body works. 44 years old, John, towards the end of the year, he'll probably start to wane a little bit. Just a little bit. I mean, Drew Brees did it, but he was still able to go out there, play well, play at a pretty high level. Same thing is going to probably happen with Tom Brady. Ain't no probably to it. It's going to happen with Tom Brady.
Yeah, just a matter of when. Right, of course.
Yeah.
The man's been around for forever. He is. He keeps being remarkable. Let's see, if he doesn't win the Super Bowl this year, let's see how that kind of weighs on him a little bit. Maybe the Falcons could actually do something they really haven't been able to do, Hugh, is hit him. If they can hit him a few times, make him feel a little bit
better. Yeah, that's part of it too, John. I mean, the fact that the cat ain't really took a whole lot of punishment, him and Russell Wilson, for that matter. Ain't took a whole lot of punishment. That helps out tremendously.
I mean, compare really, that really to good. Like Matt Ryan and the punishment he's taken in his career.
Yeah, Matt, but Matt's a durable dude, man. He's a sturdy cat. For him to be as small as he is, he's pretty sturdy. Pretty sturdy cat. But yeah, those hits take a toll after a while. They really, really do.
Then we got the announcement last night. Everybody's like, we were talking about it yesterday. You know, Hard Knocks, you know, I mean, they're going to make a big announcement at halftime of the game last night. What they announced was they're going to do another version of Hard Knocks in season with the Indianapolis Colts. So they're going to do an in-season Hard Knocks. Why would the Colts agree to do this? You really want cameras following you around during the year?
No, listen, let me tell you, man. I was telling Oren this in the break. Like, it's interesting that they picked that team with that quarterback. Dude, I've heard a lot of things about Carson Wentz, and it's going to be interesting to see how much of that lines up with who we actually get to see on Hard Knocks. Like seriously, because, like, you know, Philadelphia was here last week, had a chance to talk to some reporters up there, and, you know, they were talking about the quarterback play and Carson Wentz and who he was before he left Philadelphia. And I think I even alluded on the show a couple times, John, about how people said in Philadelphia that he's not the guy that he portrays to be himself to be. And, you know, when you hear stories like that, you can't really go with it because you don't know, because you're hearing it from secondhand. But when you start, like, it's one of those things when you hear people talk about it enough, you just kind of wonder. So I'm going to be curious. I'll be curious to see how it plays out for him during the course of this season and what that means for him as far as his likability factor moving forward.
Yeah, so if you are looking forward, I don't know, maybe they'll start filming this week when they host the Rams. You can watch the Indianapolis Colts Hard Knocks. I guess they're just trying to figure out a way to keep this whole franchise alive because it's been stale, 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 and stale. So they're going to try it in season, see what kind of access they get. We will go through some of the big games, week two of the NFL, with a very exciting start on Thursday night. Let's see if Sunday and Monday can keep up with it. Some of the key games, key storylines. What of A-Rob? What's he saying now about the Packers? What the Saints and Panthers face in Carolina? And more next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game.
From the Game Time traffic. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think those guys definitely view it that way. You can say you're not, but the world is watching two of the best, youngest MVPs in the league and very talented guys. So I'm definitely looking at it that way, like, man, Lamar need to win. You know, he's been doing a great job in this league with just how he's been carrying himself as a teammate and as a guy that just do the right things off the field. So I just think, you know, it's time for him to take that next hump and try to get a win. I hope this team and we prepare and the coach prepare to do our best to try to, you know, will a win for the organization and him.
Who was that? Is that Devontae?
Nah, Sammy Watkins.
Okay, because I was about to say, it sounded like a Devontae for like a hot minute. I'm bad with voices.
Sammy Watkins talking about Pat Mahomes against Lamar Jackson. The key big National Sunday Night Football game, that 8:20 football game when the Chiefs take on Baltimore.
The battle of the MVPs.
Yeah, all right. More about that game in a moment. Atlanta United is hosting a five-stripe Friday tonight at El Tesoro. El Tesoro. It is brought to you by Jägermeister, the official shot of Atlanta United. For more information, Jäger on atlutd.com, atlutd.com/5stripe Friday. And, of course, 5 stripes by a big game tomorrow against DC United that you can hear on Sports Radio 92 on the game. Going to be a busy weekend. We have Atlanta United, DC United. Well, we have the Friday Night Football show tonight, 7 o'clock, Chris Parker, Sam Crenshaw, right? Friday Night Football scoreboard, if you haven't heard it, it's great. If you're a Friday night, if you're a football fan, you're a prep football fan, that scoreboard show is a must-listen, 7 o'clock tonight. For all the scores and all the action. Then we have Atlanta United, DC United tomorrow. That is a huge game. Kick at 3:30 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and that'll be live. That'll be ahead of the Auburn-Penn State game that we're going to have for you tomorrow night. And then, of course, our coverage of the Falcons begins Sunday at noon. Hugh, with you and Chuck on the Wade Ford tailgate show.
So it starts at noon. Yeah, I remember that.
Starts at noon. You get a pen?
Oh, I got it. Okay, right.
Noon Sunday. Noon.
See, so John, that right there, that don't help the cause. That don't help nothing by you saying it like
well,
that.
Well, here's why.
But at least I can watch what I want to on TV, and that to me is a big win.
Well, don't see.
The reason I ain't got to ask permission to watch what I want to watch on TV.
When I make a mistake, and occasionally I do, I tend to write things down, and then I don't forget. See, if I write it down, it's like, you know, I got to write things down because then it works for me.
No, I got Abe. Abe got me.
See, you got Abe.
Yeah, I got Abe. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we will, of course, bring you the Atlanta Falcons, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 4 o'clock kick. Begins at noon with the Wade Ford tailgate show, as mentioned. Then the network jumps in with Harry and Chris at 2, and then Wes and Dave with the call at 4 from Raymond James Stadium on Sunday. Just looking at some of these NFL games and the Week 2 schedule here, a couple of things I'd like to get your thoughts on, Hugh, as we go into this second week here. Aaron Rodgers out there talking about, we can't freak out. You know, if we freak out, it's going to be a bad year. And I don't know that anybody being me, is looking at the Packers are freaking out. I don't think it's that. I don't think that's the case. I don't think the Packers are freaking out. What we're worried about is whether or not you've checked out. Really curious.
I don't think he and I'm going to say it again. I don't think he has. I know that's the storyline. I know that's what people are saying. I know that's what some of his old teammates are saying about him. I don't think that's the case, John. I really don't. I mean, his legacy is intact, no question about that. But I can't see him going out the way that they're trying to make it seem, sound like he's going out, like he just quit. You know, you put in a lot of time and effort to be the person that you are. And I know that he's done a lot of talking in this offseason, and that's what makes people feel the way that they feel. And especially he played like garbage last week. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to bounce back. I can't see Aaron Rodgers going out like that. I really, really can't.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting Monday night game in Green Bay, a home opener for the Packers. And if Aaron Rodgers bounces back, you know, he'll throw 4 touchdowns against the Lions, that's for sure. Then you have Saints and Panthers in Carolina. So everybody in the division is 1-0, right? Everybody.
That should be a pretty good game. They're going to air it out. That might be airing it out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to see what Jameis is going to do in week 2.
Right, me too. I want to see what Sam Darnold is going to do in week 2.
Yeah. He had a little bit of a shootout with the Jets. I think that, like, it just on the surface of it, you got 2 defenses that are playing really well. I'm going to go ahead. I know we're not picking this game, but I'm gonna go ahead and roll with the Saints on this.
Wait a second, we may be.
We are.
No,
are we
no,
picking
we,
this
no,
game?
No, we're not. No, we're not. I had to look ahead to see if Abe had put it on the sheet. No. Right, so go. Yeah. You're gonna roll with who now?
I'm rolling with the Saints on this one.
Yeah, Carolina at home. Again, this is this will be kind of the test. Is we say who's the second best team in the division? Certainly, everybody goes, well, it's got to be the Swampers. Look at what they did last week, and they just destroyed Green Bay, and they did it on a neutral site. It was supposed to be their home game, and Jameis is all world and all this kind of stuff. Okay, well, if they are, fine, and we'll all buy into this. Now, can they go on the road and do that again to the Carolina Panthers? Because Carolina's not a bad football team. They're an interesting football team. I'm not saying they're a playoff team, Hugh. I think Carolina's potentially
they're a pretty decent team. No, yeah. They're a pretty decent team. I mean, there's I think that they're on the uptick.
Mm-hmm.
But
in this situation and what Jameis did with those weapons and you know, them having a, you know, Coach Payton, I like them in this matchup. I just do. I like them in this matchup.
Of course, one of the big, you know, points of emphasis will be on those young quarterbacks again coming up on Sunday, Hugh. What of Trey Lance? I know that they're talking about using him in certain packages. They're talking about using Justin Fields in certain packages with the Bears. Is that enough? Because if Matt Nagy goes out there with the Bears and they host – look, this is they're at home, and I know the Bengals won last week. I know they beat the Vikings. I get it. And the Bengals aren't awful, 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 awful. And with Joe Burrow, they've got a really, really good young quarterback. But here goes Joe Burrow against Justin Fields, potentially. But the Bears should win this game. I mean, they're at home against a team that they're favored to beat. But if they lose this game and Justin Fields only gets, you know, 8 snaps or something – Hugh, there's going to be hell to pay at some point.
Everybody's situation is different, and that's the thing that fans need to realize. But they ain't trying to hear it. They are not trying to hear that in Chicago, especially when you talk about the way that the Bears lost. You know, they didn't really push the ball down the field that much. You know, they kept it to like a short passing game. Dude, that defense was stifling. That Rams defense was stifling. Might be a little different this week. I mean, you know what? You know what's funny? And we did it here in Atlanta. Overreaction Sunday for the first game of the season. Everybody does it. I mean, it's what we do. It's what we do. You have to let this play out. And by them getting Justin Fields on the field and Trey Lance on the field, now they're trying to get them comfortable with the way the Florida game, the procedures and all the other good stuff, and they're going to end up starting. People are patient. Like, I think that for whatever reason, Chicago Bears fans feel, I mean, and they might be right, because you look at San Fran, kind of the same thing. They feel like if they get that young quarterback out there, as soon as they get him out there, they can make a playoff run. I mean, that might be part of it, because both teams have really good defenses, John. But you have to get the young man comfortable. How many times have we seen this? Young quarterback comes into the league, has a great rookie year or so-so rookie year, and then they come back that next year and they regress. They regress to the point that they don't even look like – they look like a shell of themselves. The dude that comes to mind that I think about that really kind of is like the embodiment of that is Mark Sanchez to me. I mean, look at the career arc of Mark Sanchez. Mark Sanchez, you know, goes to the Jets, has a couple good seasons, goes to the AFC Championship game, and then fell off.
Wait, butt fumbled.
And fell off. Like, that's what I'm saying. Fell off. And a lot of people say that's because he didn't want to work hard at what he did. Like, listen, man, that quarterback spot, man, that's a hard position to play. And you have to constantly, in my opinion, you have to constantly be evolving as a quarterback. You have to be. You know, because you look at like a guy like Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes came in, didn't play until late in the season. What, week 13 or something like that? Didn't play his rookie year. And look how he's benefited from that. And then you look at another guy like Lamar Jackson. Not saying that Lamar Jackson is bad, but Lamar Jackson comes in and he has a little bit of success, but all you hear about Lamar Jackson this year, John, is that he needs to take the next step. As good as he is running the ball and being elusive and everything, the one thing that escapes his game is you have to be able to win from the pocket. You have to be able to quarterback from the pocket at some point. And once he gets that down, his elusiveness and everything else is just a bonus. It really, really is. But he has to do that. He has to. He's at the point now where it's funny. Second game of the season, playing against Patrick Mahomes, he's in a must-win situation for people who could say that, you know, he has taken that next step. How crazy is that?
Yeah, I know. And that is a big game. That's why it's a Sunday night football game. Chiefs and Rays are one of the big games. Raiders, Steelers, a lot of storylines. You know, we're talking about Justin Fields. How much playing time does he get? With the Bears against the Bengals. Jaguars at home against the Broncos in Urban Meyer's final game as the Jaguars head coach. So that'll be an interesting thing before he goes off to USC. he's probably not going to get the USC job. He's probably going to stay at Jacksonville at least for this year, and then maybe next, and then go to Notre Dame. If I were USC, I don't think I'd hire him for fear that he would just leave me high and dry and go to Notre Dame. Everybody knows. What job does he do? Yeah, USC's like, okay. He wants that Notre Dame job. All right, so what about these games? Three big college games, three big NFL games. Who had the best week last week? And we'll pick these games, including the Auburn-Penn State game and the Falcons and Buccaneers. And maybe that Chiefs-Ravens game, too. How about that? Next with John and Hugh, Sports Radio 90, The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.